the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Well, that's a voice we hadn't heard before. Special Counsel Robert Mueller appeared before the cameras Wednesday for the first time since his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 elections began 2 years ago. Mueller announced the official end of the probe, the closing of the special counsel's office, and his resignation from the Department of Justice. He made it clear that he didn't want to testify before Congress and said that if he was ultimately called to testify, that he would not speak to any matters beyond what was covered in his report, saying, quote, "The report is my testimony." In his remarks, Mueller made it clear he didn't pursue obstruction of justice charges against Trump based on his findings because Justice Department guidelines didn't allow him that option.
We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. The introduction to the Volume 2 of our report explains that decision. It explains that under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Mueller's statement contradicts the narrative of Attorney General William Barr, who has been accused of mischaracterizing the report and the Mueller team's reasons for not bringing charges against the president. As you can hear in a side-by-side comparison, their differences are stark.
The Deputy Attorney General and I concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Mueller also made it a point to both begin and end his comments about the report, stressing that the United States was attacked by Russia, and they're still doing it.
And I will close by reiterating the central allegation of our indictments, that there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election. And that allegation deserves the attention of every American.
Mueller's statement also gave more fuel to the cries for impeaching Trump. But so far, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler are resisting the call, but they are saying nothing is off the table.
With respect to impeachment question, at this point, all options are on the table and nothing should be ruled out. What Special Counsel Mueller said loud and clear today to the American people is that President Trump is lying when he says no collusion, no obstruction, and that he was exonerated. No one is above the law, and we will hold the president accountable.
Robert Mueller, in his nuanced way, explained that the matter should be turned over to Congress as the Constitution offers impeachment as the way to proceed.
The opinion says that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. And beyond department policy, we were guided by principles of fairness. It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
The White House responded by continuing its gaslighting campaign, Trump tweeting, quote, "There was insufficient evidence and therefore in our country, with a capital C, a person is innocent. The case is closed. Thank you." Yeah. No, that's not how this works. In reality, Mueller said the lack of charges should not be interpreted as innocence.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime.
Sarah Sanders backed up Trump's lies, saying, quote, "The report was clear. There was no collusion, no conspiracy, and the Department of Justice confirmed there was no obstruction." In other news, as if we didn't already know, Apparently, orange skin is very thin. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the White House wanted the USS John McCain out of sight during Trump's visit to Japan, citing texts and emails between U.S. Navy and Air Force officials and a U.S. Indo-Pacific Command official. From the Wall Street Journal, quote, a tarp was hung over the ship's name ahead of the president's trip, according to photos reviewed by the journal, and sailors were directed to remove any coverings from the ship that bore its name. After the tarp was taken down, a barge was moved closer to the ship, obscuring its name. Sailors on the ship, who typically wear caps bearing its name, were given the day off during Mr. Trump's visit, people familiar with the matter said. Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan said, I never authorized any action around the movement or activity regarding that ship. Furthermore, I would never dishonor the memory of a great American patriot like Senator McCain. I would never disrespect the young men and women that crew that ship. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.